Hello, everyone, and welcome to the AT Junkie podcast. My name is Bill Bullis, and this week is Amazon Echo Week. And right before the holidays, we are going to be talking about tons of different gadgets and gizmos, things that you might want to buy for someone you care about, things you might want to buy for yourself. I love buying gifts for myself, and one gift that I bought for myself recently is the Amazon Echo Dot, and I absolutely love it. So this week, we're going to start our series of three podcasts that are dedicated to the Amazon Echo family of products with the Amazon Echo Dot. And before I get into the Dot, let me say that our podcast is brought to you by blindrehab.com. That is our official website. It's blindrehab.com. Currently, there is a worldwide directory of guide dog training facilities listed on our website. On the main page, there's also a contact form that you can fill out and let us know what you think of the podcast. Be interactive. Help us by sharing on social media, which you can also find at blindrehab.com. Follow us on Twitter, be a friend on Facebook, and please share the posts, share information on the podcast, and let's let everybody become more educated on things that are available to them. So as I said, we're going to be talking before the holidays about a whole lot of different gadgets and gizmos. Maybe you'll find some stuff you like, and as always, blindrehab.com is where you can go to purchase any of this stuff or ask questions about it. We will definitely respond to people as quickly as we can. So before we even get started on what's in the box, let's talk about the Amazon Echo app that you should download to your smartphone or tablet. There is definitely an iOS version for iPhone users and iPad users. There's also an Android version. And it seems like they're both relatively accessible. It kind of depends on their update. You know, they're always updating the app. There's always new things being added to it, and they tend to update the app at least once a month, sometimes once every 6 weeks. But they're adding new things to it, and it looks like they're trying to keep it relatively accessible, but when they update it, sometimes there are some buggy things that happen to it. With respect to accessibility, they're not terrible. They're usually minor annoyances. So, for example, there's a button on the top left that is usually either a back button or a menu button. And this time around, that button is not labeled. But other than that, as long as you know what that is, you can make it through the app. Everything else seems to be relatively well labeled. So the reason you need to download this app is because connecting your Amazon Echo device actually begins with the app. And you'll need to follow the instructions on the app, which are relatively accessible, and it'll guide you through the installation process and getting this device up and running. So what is the device? Why would somebody want this device? And the best answer to that is convenience. You know, you can use your voice to control this device. You don't need to sit in front of it. You don't need to learn any complicated keystrokes or buttons or applications. Everything is relatively self-explanatory. You start by using the wake-up word, and that is Alexa. The personal assistant that works on this device, her name is Alexa, and she can tell you and play for you all different kinds of information and content. One of the things you can ask her is to tell you the weather. You can ask Alexa to play the news, and it will go online and play recorded parts of things like NPR. There are other news sources that you can choose to add to it. And it doesn't always play one bit of news. So, for example, if you don't want to hear NPR, you can tell it to skip ahead, and it'll play the next piece of news that you've got programmed into it. And again, you program everything using the app. The app also allows you to set skills, and there are different types of skills that you can set. For example, there are games that you can play with this, such as Jeopardy, Trivia. There are word games. There are number games. There's all tons of, you know, different types of stuff that you and the rest of the family can enjoy by using the Amazon Echo. And again, all you have to do is use your voice. So, Alexa, what time is it? Alexa, tell me the weather. Alexa, how far is it from here to Los Angeles, California? So, you know, tons of different things that you can do with it, all right? The next thing I want to talk about is what is in the box. So you do get your, since we're talking about the Dot today, you get your Amazon Echo Dot, the device itself. You get the power cord, which is a micro USB cord. And then you get a brick, which is the little wall adapter that you plug the USB cord into and then plug this thing into your wall. This needs to be plugged in at all times, and you do need a Wi-Fi connection primarily for this thing to work well. You can also use Bluetooth to pair it to a Bluetooth speaker. So if you've seen some of those real inexpensive speakers in the store, like the Jambox that we've done a YouTube video on, if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see the Jambox speakers that are available. Or you can go as high as a very expensive but very good quality Bose SoundLink or something like that. You can use pretty much any Bluetooth device to pair this thing to and enhance the sound that comes out of it. So when you're listening to music, it will do a really good job playing music for you on some of these really high-end Bluetooth speakers. So, you know, the possibilities are kind of endless. There's lots of different Bluetooth speakers that you can choose. You don't even have to use a Bluetooth speaker. Actually, there is, you know, this can play music out of it, but it's not going to be as good quality as some of those Bluetooth speakers. Anyway, let's describe the device to you. It is a round, thick, hockey puck shaped device. I would say it's about 3 inches or so in diameter. It is completely round. The bottom part of the device has a little rubberized material on it, and that will keep it from sliding off of your desk or sliding off of any place you put this. And on the top of the device, there are 4 buttons, one to the left, one to the right, one on the top, and one on the bottom. So at 12, 3, 6, and 9 o'clock, if you're comparing it to the face of a watch. One of the buttons has a dot on it, and that button should be to the right. The best way to figure out if you're holding this device the right way, in addition to being able to feel that dotted button on the right, is there is a cutout for a micro USB cable to power the device, and right next to it there's also a little port there you can plug a hardwire cable in to connect it to an external speaker if you want to do that instead of using Bluetooth. What you're going to do is make sure that this port is facing away from you. So that port is like on the back side of the unit. It's also at 12 o'clock if you're looking at it at the face of a, if you're looking at it like the face of a watch. So again, I'm holding this device the right way. The port is at 12 o'clock. It's the furthest away from my body. And I'm going to tell you the 4 buttons on the top of the device. On the very right-hand side is the button with the dot on it. And this is your actions button. So if you're not using your voice, like the wake-up word Alexa, you can actually walk over to this device, press that button, and give it a command. And all you do is press and let go, and then give it a voice command, and then it will do what you asked it to do. At 12 o'clock and at 6 o'clock, you have the up and down volume buttons, respectively. So the button at the top of the unit at 12 o'clock is your volume up. The button at the bottom at 6 o'clock is your volume down. On the left-hand side, so at 9 o'clock of the device, is a mute button, which will allow you to turn off the ability for your device to hear you. So if you press the button once, it is on mute and it cannot hear you. So if you say, Alexa, what time is it? The device won't hear you because the microphone is basically muted. It's turned off. If you press that button again, it will again turn back on and allow you to use your voice to be able to talk to the unit. So that's basically it with the buttons. It's pretty self-explanatory. There are some lights on this thing, and if you have some usable vision, it will kind of turn orange when you first plug it in. Once you plug it in, your next step is going to go to the app and follow the instructions on the app for connecting a new device. I almost called them destructions. Those instructions are as follows. You will go into the app and it will tell you to first connect the app to your Wi-Fi. You will go to the settings part of your phone or tablet and ensure that you select the Amazon Wi-Fi option. Once you set that option, you go back into the app and follow the rest of the instructions. There's a small video that will play if you want it to, that will give you information on what you can do with the Amazon Echo Dot. I'm going to go ahead and plug it in. Keep in mind that I have already set this device to my Wi-Fi, so when it first comes on, it will basically be ready to go. And all I'm doing by turning it on is, again, there's no power button or anything like that, so I'm going to go ahead and simply plug in the micro USB cable. It's plugged in right there. It is going to take a few minutes to boot up, and it will give you an audible tone once it is booted up, and it'll say hello to you. So we're waiting for that to happen right now. The weight, by the way, on the device, since we're waiting, is less than a half a pound, in case I didn't tell you that. There we go. There's your tone. And
hello.
There you are. It says hello, and it is ready to go. Also, in case I didn't tell you guys, you do have a choice of either black or white. I choose the black one for myself because the white ones, I'm concerned with whether or not they tend to get a little dirty at times. So if you get dust on them or anything like that, or fingerprints all over them, I'm not sure how the white one, like, they're made well, but I'm not sure how it would look if it got dirty. I don't really want that type of, I don't want people to look at my devices here and comment on the fact that they look dirty. So I'm going to go ahead and choose the black one all the time, but, it doesn't matter what, which one you choose as far as price goes. I know some companies, depending on what color you're going with, some companies will charge you more for certain colors. In this particular case, the price is $49.95 on Amazon. And again, if you go through blindrehab.com, you can purchase the device and you'll be helping us out. It doesn't cost you any extra to buy it from blindrehab.com. Amazon will help us with a couple of bucks here and there, and it will keep us producing shows for you guys for free and product demos. So there you go. So we've got this thing up and running. I'm going to go ahead and give it a couple of commands. So those of you who haven't had the opportunity to check this out will be able to do so. The first thing I'm going to do is ask it to tell me the time. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 2:24 p.m.
There you go. You can also ask it to, as I said earlier, tell you the news or play different types of games with you. I'm going to go ahead and, Alexa, read the news, please.
Here's your flash briefing. In NPR News from TuneIn.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone.
Alexa, stop. Is campaigning in there you go. So you see that it will do all sorts of different things for you just by you using your voice. So for somebody who wants to just use their voice, they don't want to learn any complicated interfaces, the Amazon Echo Dot is definitely a product that will benefit those people. It is absolutely a cool product. Now, in addition to having it play content for you, such as music or news or tell you the time, or even set an alarm or a timer, let's say you're cooking, you can set a timer. The other thing that it can do is there are separate devices that you can buy that work with this to control environmental controls around your house. So for example, there is a thermostat that you can buy with it, and you can control that thermostat with your voice. There are lighting systems. If you want to control the bedroom lights or the living room or anything else, you can use your voice to turn those lights on and off. There are security systems. There's all sorts of different things that you can use to work with the Amazon Echo. And we'll probably do a podcast on those types of things in the next couple of weeks. As you know, there's a lot more involvement with those, and this is primarily designed just to be an overview of the Amazon Echo Dot. So there you go. I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. I hope you've learned what you need to learn about the product. I hope I'm doing a good enough job describing it and demonstrating it to you. Again, any feedback that you have for us, please go to blindrehab.com. Fill out the form that's right there on the main page. It will immediately give us your feedback. And we hope that you will listen to the next two podcasts here this week on Amazon Echo Week here on the AT Junkie Show. Thank you very much for checking us out. We will talk to you guys real soon. Take care.